Chief Hardell, you'd mentioned in presentation here and in other presentations how so many of the crimes in this area are tied to a drug problem. And recently you've had more evidence of that. Tell us about that.
Well, we see on a regular basis all kinds of crimes, whether it be burglaries, robberies, home invasions, car thefts, retail thefts, garage thefts, a high percentage tied into drug use. And we find the property that they are stealing being pawned at local pawn shops, and we tie that back to their addiction.
Are you finding it difficult to catch these people, or as they pawn things off, are you getting some help at the pawn shops?
We do have an ordinance that requires all pawn shops to allow us access to their inventory. That is extremely helpful. And so whenever we notify them that we believe something in an inventory could be stolen, they put a hold on it immediately. So we do have some cooperation. But yeah, it's very difficult because you're dealing with a group that's very secretive. And so they don't tattle on each other. They don't tell on each other. So we have to make sure that we are gathering information, through hard work, through investigative techniques, in order to get to the people responsible.
$25,000 grant, and you have a very busy area drug enforcement crew. How are you going to use that money?
Mainly education. We're going to provide some training. We're going to include other people, other community members, some other leaders in on this initiative of our pushback campaign. We're going to go to a younger group of people that we're trying to educate. We want to go into the grade schools and in the middle schools. And so, mainly it's going to be used for education purposes.